Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Nuvama. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama, I welcome you all to Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We are pleased to have with us management team of Venus Pipes, represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, MD, Mr. Dhruv Patel, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO. We will have our opening remarks from the management, followed by the Q&A. Thank you, sir, and over to you, Arun, sir.
Good afternoon and warm welcome to everyone on the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I am joined by Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded our Q1 FY27 presentation on the stock exchanges and the company's website, and I hope you have had an opportunity to go through the same. I will begin with a brief overview of the operational environment, followed by an update on our business and capacity expansion initiatives, and then discuss our performance across domestic and export markets. The global operating environment continues to remain uncertain, with geopolitical development, supply chain disruption, and volatility in commodity prices impacting business across markets. At the same time, the medium to long-term outlook for the manufacturing and infrastructure remains encouraging. India continues to stand out as one of the key growth economies globally, supported by healthy domestic demand, infrastructure investment, manufacturing expansion, and increasing localization across industries. The continued shift towards India as a manufacturing and sourcing destination is also creating opportunities for Indian engineering and industrial product manufacturers. For the stainless steel industry, we see structural growth opportunities across sectors such as oil and gas, chemical, petrochemical, power, pharmaceutical, and other process industries. The new demands are also coming from the data center. We believe these trends provide a strong foundation for the industry's growth over the coming years. Coming to Venus, we are building our next phase of growth. We remain focused on building a comprehensive stainless steel engineering platform, combining scale, product breadth, quality, and global reach. Our objective is to establish Venus as the first reference and preference for stainless steel engineering solutions. Over the last few years, we have consistently invested ahead of demand to strengthen our capacity and our product portfolio. We are now entering an important phase where these investments are beginning to translate into new growth opportunities. Now I will hand over the call to Mr. Dhruv Patel for updates on the quarter.
Thank you, Arun ji. Speaking of the quarter gone by, we continue to see healthy demand across our key end-user industries. A key development, as announced on our last call, has been the commencement of our fittings and value-added seamless and welded pipes and tubes capacities in May. We have started receiving encouraging response from our customers for these products. As with any new product category, customer approval and certifications are an important part of the process, and we are working closely with customers across industries to complete these requirements. We expect penetration to improve progressively as these approvals come through and customers start scaling up their orders. We took another important step towards forward integration by entering into pipes pool business. With a plant capex of around 70 crores backed by LOI from a client in data center segment, as announced in the previous quarter, the project is progressing well and we remain on track to commence the spooling facility by end of this year. Venus has been among the early players in the stainless steel pipes and tubes industry to pursue forward integration into fittings and now spooling. These initiatives are an important part of our strategy to progressively build a one-stop piping solution for our clients. By expanding our product basket, we will be able to address a large share of our customers' requirement, enter higher value applications, and deepen our relationship with clients. We also expect this to improve our product mix over time. Coming to our performance during the quarter, revenue growth was driven by a combination of volume growth and higher realization, with realization benefiting from the increase in steel prices. While higher steel prices supported reported revenues, our EBITDA per kg also improved. We also saw a higher growth in welded pipes and tubes during the quarter, while the contribution from seamless pipes and tubes also remained healthy. Going forward, our focus will remain on improving our product mix, increasing the contribution from value-added products, and driving operating efficiencies. As our newer capacities scale up, we expect these initiatives to support the quality of our earnings and margins. On the geographical performance, our domestic business continued to witness healthy demand across key end markets. We remain focused on sectors with strong structural demand for stainless steel pipes and tubes, including oil and gas, chemical, pharmaceutical, and engineering, while simultaneously increasing our presence in higher value applications. During Q1 of FY27, our domestic revenue stood at 227 crores, registering a robust 31% year-on-year growth. We remain confident about the domestic opportunity and will continue to deepen our presence across existing sectors while also penetrating into newer sectors such as data centers and solar, where our expanded product capabilities can create opportunities for growth. On the export side, we continue to see a healthy opportunity for Indian manufacturers as global customers increasingly look to diversify their sourcing base. Our presence across multiple geographies provide us with a diversified export platform, and we continue to work on expanding our customer base geographical reach. However, the prevailing geopolitical tensions have created some uncertainty in the export environment. Despite these external challenges, the healthy traction in international markets and secured strong export orders from our key export markets, particularly US during this quarter. Exports remained robust at 94 crores, contributing nearly 30% of our total revenue, reflecting the strength of our product portfolio and customer relations across global markets. Going forward, our focus will be on further diversifying our geographical presence, entering newer markets, and increasing the share of value-added products in our exports. Our investments in capacity, product range, and certifications will help us capture these opportunities over the medium term. Our order book for the quarter also stood strong at more than 600 crores without considering the LOI of 185 crores, with a strong mix of domestic and export reflecting strong demand for our products. Overall, we believe Venus is entering an important phase of its growth journey. The investments we have made across fittings, value-added seamless and welded pipes and tubes, and now spooling are expanding our product capabilities and opening up new ventures for growth. Our larger objective is to build Venus into a one-stop piping solution provider, an engineering solution provider with a broader product portfolio, deeper customer relationship, and growing presence across geographies. We remain focused on scaling these new businesses, improving our product mix, and continuing to grow faster than the industry, while creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Kunalji, our CFO, to take you through the financial performance of the company.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to share that Venus Pipes and Tubes has delivered a record performance in Q1 FY27, achieving our highest ever quarterly revenue and EBITDA. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q1 FY27 stood at Rs. 320.5 crore compared to Rs. 276.4 crore in Q1 FY26, registering a 16% year-on-year growth. The revenue mix for the quarter comprised 55% from seamless pipe, 39% from welded, and 6% from others. Within the core business, seamless pipe revenue grew 15% year-on-year, while welded pipe revenue grew 21% year-on-year during the quarter. Export sales stood at rupees 94 crore compared to rupees 103 crore in Q1 FY26. Exports were impacted by disruption arising from geopolitical situation. Despite this, export continued to contribute around 30% of our overall revenue, reflecting the strength and diversification of our internal business. Coming to EBITDA, EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 51.5 crore compared to rupees 44.9 crore in Q1 FY26, registering a 14.7% year-on-year growth. EBITDA margin stood at 16.1%, broadly stable compared to 16.2% in the corresponding quarter last year. PAT for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 26.4 crore compared to rupees 24.8 crore in Q1 FY26, registering a 6.5% year-on-year growth. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 8.2%. Overall, we have started FY27 on a strong footing with healthy revenue growth and record quarterly EBITDA. The underlying demand environment remained encouraging, and our expanding product portfolio provides us with multiple avenues for growth. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubhi Gupta from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question, first question is that what are the utilization levels? Also, are we maintaining the growth guidance for this year, which I believe was about 20%? So if you could just answer that first.
Yes, our utilization level at welded is around something more than 60%, and for seamless is around 85-90%. And yes, we are maintaining the guidance at similar level.
Okay, so one more thing, sir. During your remarks earlier, you mentioned that we'll be focusing on improving our product mix. So if you could just tell me what is the target product mix that we are aiming for? Is there a specific proportion that we are targeting?
Yeah, primarily on the side of welded, we started the last year only, we started with the value-added tubing business. So that is the area we are focusing to increase their proportion. Secondly, the CapEx what we finished in the end of May 2026, wherein we added quality on the side of seamless tubing business. And apart from that, we also added fitting business in our armory. So we believe all this coming quarters to go, you should see the impact of this value-added product.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all participants. Please restrict your question to two per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth. Please proceed, ma'am.
Thank you, team. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just two questions from my end. One is on the order book. Did I hear it correctly that you said your order book is 600 odd crores? So currently, yes. Which if I'm not wrong, was around 450 last quarter.
Yes.
So where would this 150 crores of addition, which kind of sectors could you enhance that? You know, where is the incremental order book? Like 150 odd crores within a quarter is a huge number. Where is this incremental order book? You know, which sectors are contributing to this kind of a growth?
Primarily, it's from power, engineering, chemical, and oil and gas.
Understood, sir. And secondly, on the fittings front, what sort of a response are we seeing in the market? Where is the share of fittings at this point of time, some sense? And when do we see our margins inching up? I know you have a long-term guidance of, again, inching up to 18-19%, but when do we start seeing our journey, you know, improving on a quarter-on-quarter basis? That's second and last question, sir.
So see, fitting definitely, as we are selling pipe to the end customer, so generally many of the expect the end customer will be same. So we are seeing encouraging response from the end customer. But as it is a very new business, so again the requisite approval and process are underway. So we believe we from this second quarter onward, a few volume from the side of fitting should also come into the business. And again, from the perspective of EBITDA, see, we started at the time end of May, the seamless and fitting business. So I think post second quarter, I believe we should see inching of margin.
Got that. Thanks a lot, team. All the best.
One more thing. Regarding order book, we are having order book of the 600 crore for the in the sector of pipe and fitting sector. Apart from this, we are already having LOI of rupees 185 crore for the our spooling project. So altogether, we are having order book of near about 800 crore.
That was quite helpful, sir. Thank you so much for that clarity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, team. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. First question is on export and domestic mix. So while you alluded that, you know, you have a very strong order book across these two categories, in terms of FY27 mix, how should we think about it? Does this 30% eventually go to 40-45% at the end of the year, or any number that you want to share?
See, currently, it should be more than 30%, but from the order perspective, what we have in hand, we have more than 40 or around 45% from export.
Okay. And sir, you know, last 6 or 7 quarters, we've seen that margins have been in the same 16% kind of zone. Now, with the spooling solutions and the fittings is coming through, how should we think about FY27 margins and eventually FY28 margins, with, you know, the scaling up of fittings and spooling solutions also coming through? I understand the approval side of things that Dhruv ji spoke about, but just wanted your sense there.
See, the intent is to take it to 18% in coming 2 years to go, but definitely for FY27, it should be less than 17%. On an overall basis. Because see, third quarter is the quarter wherein we'll be starting majorly on the side of fitting and all. And again, data center will also come in third and fourth, and then it will be getting spill over coming year to go. So those things will happen over a few more quarters. So then the margin from all the value added product will start contributing in the EBITDA.
Okay. And sir, if you could just call out what is the debt at the end of the first quarter and what should be the CapEx number that you are looking at in this year? I'm guessing large part of your CapEx would be, but number. Thanks.
Yeah. Primarily, net debt level, it is around 280 odd crores. And what did you say the next?
Sir, CapEx.
Around 100 odd crores we are targeting, and net debt is 325 odd crores as on 30 June.
Sir, this 100 crores would be used to increase which segment's capacity?
See, primarily, the total 100 crore, 70 crore will be spooling and few fittings and other machinery. 15 odd crore will be towards CapEx, maintenance CapEx and all, towards solar plant. So between 100-110 odd crores.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your question to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Bharat Shah from BCS Capital Ideas. Please proceed.
Namaskar, Arun ji. Broader question main puchna chahta tha. If we see the composition of our business, we are in a specialty area, and generally our products have been at better end of the product portfolio profile. It is also evidencing good export performance, generally speaking, over a period of time. But despite customer adaptability, product portfolio, reasonable technology at work, and generally long-term favorable demand conditions, 5 साल में देखे तो मोटा मोटा टर्नओवर 3 गुना हुआ है, बट दैट्स फ्रॉम 400 टू मोर लाइक 1150 ऑड और 3 टाइम्स। प्रॉफिट भी मोटा मोटा वही बैंड में है, बट एब्सोल्यूट साइज ऑफ द बिजनेस एंड एब्सोल्यूट साइज ऑफ प्रॉफिट स्टिल रिमेन वेरी इनसिग्निफिकेंट। मतलब नेट प्रॉफिट 100 करोड़ का और कुछ 1,250 करोड़ का टर्नओवर, इतनी सब मेहनत और मशक्कत के बाद समाउ साउंड्स बिट अंडरवेलमिंग।
थैंक वल्लभ भाई फॉर योर कंसर्न। तो वल्लभ भाई, जैसे मैं थोड़ा बिजनेस का जस्ट यू मस्ट हैव आइडिया अबाउट द स्टेनलेस स्टील पाइप इंडस्ट्री। तो स्टेनलेस स्टील पाइप इंडस्ट्री में स्पेशली क्या होता है, अप्रूवल एंड नंबर ऑफ थिंग्स रिक्वायर टू एंटर इन द मार्केट। और वी हैव डिड द कैपेसिटी एक्सपांशन फ्रॉम द इन द आफ्टर द आईपीओ इन मई 2022, वी हैड डिड द ऑलमोस्ट 3 टन कैपेसिटी एक्सपांशन। तो वी हैड क्रिएटेड अवर विनर्स प्रेजेंस इन द मार्केट इन वेरी वेल वे। अपार्ट फ्रॉम द क्रिएटिंग प्रेजेंस, वी हैड एक्सपांडेड अवर प्रोडक्ट पोर्टफोलियो ऑल्सो जस्ट लाइक फिटिंग। और वी आर नाउ मूविंग फॉरवर्ड इन द स्पूलिंग सोल्यूशन वेयर यू विल गेट द बेटर मार्जिन, सिंस द इन हाउस प्रोडक्ट ऑफ द पाइप्स एंड फिटिंग्स विल बी कंज्यूम इन हाउस और वील एबल टू प्रोवाइड द कस्टमर कंप्लीट इंजीनियरिंग सोल्यूशन। तो दिस इन द कमिंग क्वार्टर्स फॉर द आफ्टर 1 or 2 quarters डेफिनेटली यू विल एबल टू गेट द इम्प्रूवमेंट इन द बॉटम लाइन इन वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट वे, सिंस वी आर एंट्रिंग इन टू द वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट और सम ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट विल बी कंज्यूम इन हाउस विच विल गिव द वैल्यू एडिशन बेनिफिट। और अवर फोकस फ्रॉम वेरी बिगिनिंग अवर फोकस वॉज टू बी द मतलब यू कैन से कि अर्ली प्लेयर इन द एवरी सेगमेंट। वी हैड स्टार्टेड अवर जर्नी सिंपल एज अ फेब्रिकेशन ऑफ द पाइप एंड ईआरडब्ल्यू पाइप, देन वी हैड डिड द बैकवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन फॉर सीमलेस पाइप, देन वी हैड एंटर इन टू द फिटिंग मार्केट, नाउ वी आर एंट्रिंग इन टू द एंड टू एंड सोल्यूशन फॉर द कस्टमर। तो आपको 2-3 quarters बाद इसमें काफी इंप्रूवमेंट देखने को मिलेगा टुवर्ड्स द मार्जिन साइड। और हमारा इन फ्यूचर जो लास्ट 3 साल में ग्रोथ की है इन द टॉप लाइन, वो ऑलमोस्ट हमने 30% की रन रेट से की है। नाउ आवर एंडेवर टू ग्रो एटलीस्ट मिनिमम 20% एंड टू इम्प्रूव द बॉटम लाइन और एज वेल एज इम्प्रूव द बैलेंस शीट ऑफ द कंपनी।
Those points are valid. Our products are more value added. Constantly we have tried to move up the value chain. We have built businesses with international some demanding customers. So obviously quality of engineering at work, quality of the product, it passes all those tests. मैं कह रहा था कि इतनी मेहनत और इतने सब होने के बावजूद भी एब्सोल्यूट साइज ऑफ द बिजनेस अभी भी बहुत छोटा है। मतलब 1,150–1,250 करोड़ का टर्नओवर और मुश्किल से 100 करोड़ का नेट प्रॉफिट, डजंट इट साउंड लिटल अंडरवेलमिंग कंपेयर टू व्हाट एवर स्ट्रेंथ्स एंड प्रोबेबली अपॉर्चुनिटीज इन द मार्केट्स आर।
डेफिनेटली सर, हमारा पैशन है, दिस इज इंजीनियरिंग बिजनेस और दिस इज आवर पैशन ऑफ द ऑल द प्रमोटर। तो डेफिनेटली ये बिजनेस थोड़ा टाइम लगता है, वी आर वेरी यंग प्लेयर इन दिस सेगमेंट। तो अभी यंग प्लेयर तो वी हैव डिड अ लॉट ऑफ कैपेक्स इन लास्ट 4 years। तो ड्यू टू दिस कैपेक्स एंड वी हैव टेकन सम ऑफ द वर्किंग कैपिटल बोरिंग टू रन द कंपनी और टू मैनेज द वर्किंग कैपिटल। तो इसके लिए थोड़ा सा बॉटम लाइन पे इफेक्ट कम आ रहा है। जैसे मैं आपको बोल रहा हूँ, एज विल गो इन टू द मोर वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट, तो वैसे जैसे ये मार्जिन टूवर्ड 16 से आपको 18% 19% 2-3 quarters में देखने को मिलेगा, तो यू विल सी लॉट ऑफ इम्प्रूवमेंट इन दैट साइड एट द बॉटम लाइन ऑल्सो।
बट अगर कि हम देखे तो 5 साल में या इवन 10 साल में हमारी इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट इज मच हायर देन अवर डिप्रिसिएशन चार्ज। यदि केपेक्स एंड केपेक्स इंटेंसिटी वर affecting the business performance, interest costs wouldn't have been so high. Interest costs typically in year after year, if you see, is 2 times the cost of depreciation charge. Ahanaka, I hope you're getting my point, but
Yeah, definitely. हेलो भरत, जैसे मैं बताया ना, जैसे मैंने आपको जो बताया कि जो टॉप लाइन ग्रोथ है उस पर अभी हमारा फोकस, मैंने बताया 20% ग्रोथ का हमारा फोकस है, और अभी हमारा डायरेक्ट फोकस बॉटम लाइन ग्रोथ पे है। जैसे मार्जिन आपका 18% के आसपास जाएगा, 18-19% इन द नेक्स्ट 2 क्वार्टर, तो डेफिनेटली आपको बॉटम लाइन ग्रोथ दिखेगी और वर्किंग और बोरिंग की भी इतनी जरूरत नहीं पड़ेगी।
ये स्पूलिंग वाला प्रोजेक्ट आपने देखा होगा, रत्नमणि के रिजल्ट्स अभी आए थे।
हाँ जी,
द स्पूलिंग बिजनेस इज डन फेनोमिनली वेल। ऑफ कोर्स द पाइप्स बिजनेस स्टिल हैड सम चैलेंजेस, बट स्पूलिंग बिजनेस हैज अ मार्जिन ऑफ ऑलमोस्ट 52%। आई मीन इट वाज स्टेगरिंग काइंड ऑफ अ मार्जिन। सो डू वी थिंक दैट आवर स्पूलिंग एक्टिविटी विल प्रोड्यूस सच अ मेजर डिफरेंस लाइक व्हाट वी हैव सीन फॉर रत्नमणि?
भरत भाई, जस्ट नॉट एट पार ऑफ द रत्नमणि। रत्नमणि हैज डूइंग दिस स्पूलिंग बिजनेस इन लास्ट 3 ईयर। आई विल नॉट कमेंट मच अबाउट दैट वन, बट डेफिनेटली वी आर ऑल्सो फोर्सिंग गुड मार्जिन आवर स्पूलिंग बिजनेस, एकदम बेटर देन, मतलब बेटर देन द पाइप बिजनेस और फिटिंग बिजनेस। तो इन द कमिंग क्वार्टर्स, वंस आवर स्पूलिंग बिजनेस विल स्टार्ट, यू विल सी रिजल्ट इन 2 to 3 क्वार्टर्स।
कब तो शुरू हो जाएगा अरुण जी?
एंड ऑफ दिस Q3।
एंड कितनी पिक टर्नओवर एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं?
मैं ऑलमोस्ट, मतलब यू कैन से कि इस साल में तो FY27 में ऑलमोस्ट टॉप लाइन का 5% के आसपास एक्सपेक्ट कर रहा हूँ, पर इन FY28 आई एम एक्सपेक्टिंग टॉप लाइन का ऑलमोस्ट 10 to 15%।
नेक्स्ट ईयर 10 to 15%।
हाँ हाँ टॉप लाइन का।
अच्छा, एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन अरुण जी। अभी जो ओवरऑल स्थिति है एंड अवर बैकवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन अटेम्प्ट्स एंड डूइंग ऑल वैल्यू एड एफर्ट्स एंड गिवन वे द अपॉर्चुनिटी डोमेस्टिकली विच इज रोबस्ट, इवन एक्सपोर्ट्स आई सपोज शुड रिकवर वंस दिस मडल होपफुली इज आउट ऑफ द वे। आपके हिसाब से कितने साल में यहाँ से हम सोच सकते हैं कि हमारा बिजनेस दुगना होगा?
मतलब ऑलमोस्ट राइट नाउ वी आर इन द FY27 है, ऑलमोस्ट आई एम एक्सपेक्टिंग इन नेक्स्ट 3 ईयर्स बाय FY29 और 30 इन बिटवीन, तब भी यहाँ से बिजनेस डबल हो जाएगा, उससे पहले भी हो सकता है। बट राइट नाउ जो कंपनी की कैपेसिटी वगैरह हमने ग्रोथ की है और जो हमारा प्लान है, हमारे बिजनेस डबल से ज्यादा है कि हमारा फोकस अभी टूवर्ड्स मार्जिन तरफ ज्यादा है। तो दैट्स व्हाई अगर बिजनेस डबल हो या नहीं हो है, बट मार्जिन सेगमेंट में आपको काफी इंप्रूवमेंट देखने को मिलेगा इन नेक्स्ट 2 to 3 क्वार्टर्स। जैसे मैंने बताया कि इनहाउस मेरा जो पाइप्स वगैरह बन रहे हैं, व्हाट्स आवर एम कि जो मैं पाइप्स वगैरह बनाता हूँ उसको ऑलमोस्ट इनहाउस ही कंज्यूम करूँ, इनहाउस जहाँ पे फिटिंग्स में, स्पूलिंग में, इन ऑल दिस बिजनेस एक्टिविटी, तो वहां पे यू विल गेट द बेटर वैल्यूएशन।
मतलब 125 करोड़ का जो लास्ट ईयर का टर्नओवर है, बाय FY29 और FY30 समवेयर इन बिटवीन
बिल्कुल
2500 करोड़ का होना चाहिए हमारा
बिल्कुल
टर्नओवर,
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल
एंड मार्जिन शुड बी एटलीस्ट 3-4% हायर देन वेयर वी आर टुडे।
या मिनिमम वी आर टारगेटिंग 3-4%, बट ऑन कंजर्वेटिव यू कैन एज्यूम कि इट विल बी मिनिमम 18%।
जी, ओके, थैंक यू अरुण जी।
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your question to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Sundaram MF. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Arun ji. So, Arun ji, I had a couple of questions. So, first, we have showcased a good order inflow this quarter for our closing order book to be around 600 crore. Just wanted to double-click on that. Where are we seeing those new order inflows coming to us? Means, is it within the existing customer base, or is it that, we are added new customer in this quarter to drive such a high order inflow? I mean, it is more than what we reported in the last 4 quarters. So just curious to know, is it within the same customer that we are gaining wallet share, or, we have added a few more customer this quarter?
Yeah.
And And most of this order inflow, is it related to domestic market or it includes a mix of both the domestic and exports?
It's a mix again, more domestic and export. The order inflow has been good from USA in this order book of 600 crores. And again, in the domestic also, the customer are mix, the order from power, engineering, chemical, predominantly, from power, from the repeat customer also, and few from engineering, chemical, from new customer also. There's a mixed bag.
Okay. And, fittings, as you already highlighted, we are planning to commercialize this. So what kind of revenue are we expecting from the fitting division in FY 2027 and 2028?
FY 2027 is expecting around 5%-7% of the total top line, and coming year to go, we are expecting around 10%. Something less between 8% to 10%.
Okay, okay. And one last point: so just, you know, sir highlighted that, we are looking at a 20% growth, which almost signifies an 1,400 crore revenue for us. And, you know, 5% of that is roughly 70 crore, and that is what was indicated, that we are anticipating, you know, 70 crore worth of revenue from data center. But if I remember correctly, in the last call, you indicated that the order book execution of that 185 crore letter of intent is around, I think, 15 months, which basically gives you an 37 sort of crore kind of revenue. And since we are executing only for a quarter, I'm just curious, where is this mismatch of, you know, 70 crore top line from data center work versus what you indicated earlier, that, you know, it's gonna commercialize only in Q4, which indicates that it would not be more than 40 crores?
See, what we have done, a lot of work on the side of plant perspective has been done on the data center, and the customer is quite curious to get it done at a faster pace. So we have pulled up many things for the data center, and we are quite hopeful the significant portion. See, the entire CapEx may overlap to fourth quarter of Q4 of FY 2027, but major portion we are targeting to finish before December 2026. So we believe the good amount of top line should also be contributed from data center. And the execution period is basically, you can say, before December 2027. And again, we will try our level best to finish it earliest.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to two questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from PhillipCapital. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, this quarter we have seen the growth in the welded pipe segment is much higher than the seamless. If I look at your historical, the seamless have grown much better than the welded. So what has changed for us in the welded pipe segment, particularly?
So see, what has happened with us, the seamless was, to a good extent, utilized to the maximum as we added the capacity by the fair end of May 2026. So the contribution for the increased capacity will be coming from the coming quarter to go. And again, we have been trying to increase welded, and we have been able to do that in this quarter on the side of welded.
But sir, any particular sector that have given us the growth on the-
No, it's a mixed sector again, not a specific one.
Okay. Do you expect, sir, seamless pipe run rate to remain the same since we are, you know, running at a full utilization?
See, with the new capacity, the intent is to get it run at a full capacity, but again, it will not be in the immediate quarter. But each passing one quarter, we believe see the capacity utilization should keep on increasing, and the intent is to take it the fullest going forward.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from CBA Asset Managers. Please proceed.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your opportunity. My question is around welded and seamless bifurcation. So what sort of ratio for domestic revenue and export revenue for welded product and seamless product individually?
No, on a blended basis, we generally give us around 30%.
The blended basis, you don't have bifurcation.
Yeah.
You can't give bifurcation for welded Blended is 80-20, is it?
Yeah.
Blended is 80-20, is it?
Blended, if you take definitely the last quarter seamless was more.
Last quarter seamless was more. What was this quarter?
This quarter, matlab Q1 quarter.
Any numbers that you want to quote in terms of the percentage?
No, I don't.
Okay, but seamless was more than
blended. Yes.
Okay. And then also on the, of course, one of the punchmen asked on the new CapEx that we are having in July for spooling. We are expecting in Q3 FY27 it will go live, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what sort of demand are we looking at in that, sir?
In spooling?
Sorry?
For spooling, you said, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, India data center capacity, what we believe was around 1.3 gigawatt roughly in 2025, which is targeting to grow by 8x around 10.5 gigawatt in coming 5 years. So we believe the good amount of demand is there on the side of data center, and this is cooling. These generally pipes are required for cooling in this data center. It's generally known by the name of SFN, it's secondary pool network. So we are quite hopeful that good robust demand should be there in this line of business. And apart from that, we are working on other sectors also, very like solar and others. So we believe that there would be a demand. Like the company expects a strong demand across several high growth and new sector like data center, power, semiconductor, CNG station related infrastructure, and also going forward nuclear energy. So in addition to this, if you see this domestic opportunity, the company continue to focus on expanding its overseas business. So we believe that with the gradual easing of these geopolitical tensions and normalization, export opportunity are expected to improve further. So if you see the combination of this incremental seamless capacity, improving utilization, a favorable shift toward higher margin products like fitting and spooling, and demand from these emerging sectors and potential recovery in overseas markets should support, I believe, key both revenue growth and margin performance over the coming quarters.
Okay. So we are more or less bullish from...
No, see, it all depends. You also need the geopolitical situation should also improve. That should help the company to grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thank you so much for answering the question. Thank you.
A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Kanish Gupta from SS Family Foundation. Please proceed.
Hello, very good afternoon. I want to know that we want to more or less double our revenues by Q2 of FY30, if I'm not wrong. That comes to a CAGR of around 23% versus our FY27 revenue growth target of 15%, if I'm not wrong. So we plan to grow more aggressively in the latest years of FY28 and 29?
No. The revenue growth we are targeting is around 20% for FY27.
So more or less, we will achieve double our revenues by Q2 of FY30.
That how we are proceeding. It's primarily a 20% kind of growth for coming year to go.
Okay, sir. And second question would be on what would be your internal mix that you want to achieve in terms of domestic and export revenues in the long term, and the revenues between seamless and welded?
See, again, for the export perspective, the intent is to be above 30%. The intent is that, and again, it's all depend how the order, how the markets play out, wherein sometimes the export can increase further. But the intent is to keep it more than 30% on the side of export.
And the revenue mix, internal targets of seamless and welded?
See, if you see, sort of clear to what currently we are having, the mix is, should go like that.
And sir, in the export markets where the customers have multiple sourcing options globally, so what specific advantages or differentiations lead customers to choose Venus over competing suppliers?
There are many factors which play while they choose your end customer. See, we are equipped with the entire facility of both welded and seamless. The number of SKUs what we can offer are quite in numbers. Again, with the addition of fitting, they get a forward integration also of the product which we can offer to them. Apart from that, timeliness, delivery, quality of product, which we have been doing since last few many years. So those things, the certification, qualifications and everything help us, everything in tandem plays to make them Venus one of the main suppliers supplying the overseas market. And again, we had a team of people in many of the geographies of the world who are senior people who know the very minor details of these products and business, who also help you a lot in getting these orders and all. And again, we participate in many of the conferences happening around the world. That also helps where you can display your strength, your products, your technical capabilities and others. Hello.
As there is no response, I'm taking the next question from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed.
Yes. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had a question. So we are doing the 70 crore capex for the spooling facility. What is going to be the total capacity for that?
See, again, these are generally sold on numbers and all. So leaving a capacity number on the side of spooling will be quite difficult. But what we believe, this should at least contribute at least 3x of the capex in the form of revenue.
Okay, so the asset turn you are saying is 3x.
It should be more than 3x. Yes.
Okay. So my next question is, like, once we commercialize the facility in Q3 FY27, how fast can we ramp it up? Like you mentioned that from data center, we can expect around 5% of revenue contribution in FY27. And I'm assuming that that is coming from the spooling facility only. Is that assumption correct?
Yeah, it's right. But primarily, post start, we will be really, the intent is that to ramp it very fast. And again, as we said, as we already have a LOI in hand, so things are working as for those LOI and all. So we definitely believe we should be, the intent is to ramp it very fast, and brand customer who's placed for LOI would also wanted to move it fast. So I think they should help us to take the desired turnover what we are expecting.
Right. And my last question is, in FY28, can we expect the margins to improve further, because the spooling facility will also have the full effect for the whole year?
Yeah, definitely. As we said, the combination of incremental seamless capacity, improving utilization, a favorable shift towards high margin product like fitting and spooling, demand from emerging sector and potential recovery in overseas markets should definitely support both revenue and margin, we believe.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Asim from DAM Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Just one question. So on this revenue target that you just talked about, 20% for FY27, can you just break that growth between seamless, welded and fittings? How would each of these segments broadly grow for the rest of, for the entire fiscal, FY27?
Can you repeat?
So in your revenue target that you just talked about, 20% revenue growth you are aiming for in FY27, what would the growth be for welded, seamless pipes and for fittings separately?
The growth would be basically, in a growth percentage, we are targeting from both welded and seamless would be around 20% in both the cases what we are targeting currently. And from the fitting and spooling, see, as we said, it should be at least 5% from fitting, which should contribute to this top line for FY27.
But I think approximately for the year, steel prices probably are higher by at least 5-6% on average. Then is it fair to assume that the volume growth for this year would be, you know, 10-15% at best?
No, if I take fittings, spooling, stainless, welded all together, we believe we should be higher than 15% on the volume front also.
Spooling will not be much in this.
No, but again, some part of fitting and spooling will definitely come. So definitely it will contribute in some quantity also on the quantity level. How much would fittings be on quantity level approximately?
Just to get some sense.
Currently very tough.
Yes, right? Okay. Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. That's the only question I had.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahek Talati from Agility Advisors. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Bit low.
Yeah. Just a second.
Mr. Talati, can you please speak a little loudly?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes.
Much better.
So just wanted to understand, you mentioned that in the data center spooling, we have a 185 CR of LOI. So is there a possibility of this going further, like we can get more orders here, or this is the highest order we can get?
No, see, it's very very common once you are established and you get an approval and all, so definitely we as a company believe we should definitely have more orders from data center coming in a way. But once you start your facility, a few demonstration has been done to the end customer, it definitely helps you a lot in getting few more orders. So definitely we are working towards that only.
Okay. And are there any more customers with whom we are having a chat or inquiries for regarding the DC spooling orders, or that will come only after the capacity is online?
So it's very common again to, as a company, we keep on working with a few more customers in the spooling line also. But we mean to say that when you had your facility in place, when you start supplying, so it add more push towards the end customer to place an order with us. But definitely, yes, we are working with few other also.
Understood. And sir, when can we expect a pickup in the export revenue? We have seen a good degrowth in this quarter. So is growth online from Q2 onwards, or it will take some more time?
The intent is to do it in Q2, but again, we all know that there are geopolitical and container issue in this quarter, Q2 primarily. So might be a few pickup might be there, but definitely Q3. And forward, it seems to be more good from the export perspective.
Understood. Does export have a higher margin as compared to domestics, or because of the increase in freight cost and power cost, overall margins have taken a slight hit this quarter?
Generally, when you are established in the export market, you tend to earn a slightly higher margin. But again, few domestic orders are also there where you can chip in and get a good amount of, you can get a similar margin or sometimes incremental margin. So those all depend on case-to-case basis.
Okay. And in the 600 crore order book, what is the split between export and domestic?
More than 40% is export.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Chaudhary from Toro Wealth Management. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Arunji, thank you for the opportunity. I had just one question. This EU has significantly probably reduced the safeguard quota for seamless steel tubes and pipes. And beyond the quota, there is a duty of 50%. I'm just trying to understand, is the export revenue decline attributable to that, or was it just geopolitical? And how are we planning to navigate such kind of quotas implemented in the EU?
This is mainly due to geopolitical only. The quota has been reduced by 25% only for the Europe. Otherwise, previously also, when the quota was complete, approximately 6,000 metric ton, the export from India was going more than that. So if they require anything, seamless pipe, So India is best source of supply for them. So this was due to geopolitical only.
Got it. But is it impact? I'm sure, like you said, that India was exporting more than the quota, so it will definitely impact players like us.
No, I don't think so. We are exporting. We are the Venus Project has a number of geography apart from the Europe, USA, Middle East, in the Southeast Asia also. We are creating our presence. We are the, our marketing every place. So according to sometimes according to our requirement also domestic demand, export demand, every place demand. We also sometimes we used to say no for the order also when we had the not much capacity available for that one. So recently we have did the good capacity expansion seamless pipe segment. So after that you will definitely this year you will see in the growth in the export revenue.
Got it. Understood. And just one more follow on with respect to the spooling order that we have won. The solution that we will be offering, does it flow down from the CDU or what is the product utility in the data center? Like, is it around the building or will it be flowing down the CDU?
Yeah, it is in the building. It is the product name is the SFN, secondary fluid network, in the data center. So it's inside the building.
Got it. So from the CDU to the rack, if I understand.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bargodia from Alchemy. Please proceed.
Hi Kunal. Thank you so much for this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So just currently what most of my questions are answered. Just wanted to understand about competitive intensity. Are we seeing competition increase when we're reaching out for orders, undercutting, anything along those lines?
See, few people are coming in this business, but again, as we have said, the intent of our diversifying to number of geographies, number of product and number of world market, we should be able to keep apart from this type of competition. And again, addition of these few products like forward integration to fitting and spooling. So this will definitely give us an edge to withstand those if something is there more.
But like, let's say in spooling, now we have another player which is also increasing capacity. How long will it take for us to get approved by customers for spooling?
We believe ki, it's for new customers you ask me?
No, let's say even your existing customers who use a pipe, if we go to them with spooling, wouldn't they also take time to like assess a product?
Ah, definitely. But again, from each one has their own way of approving. It can take a few months, it can be slightly at a faster pace also. But as we said, as and when we start executing this current LOI, we definitely will give the utmost amount of confidence to many of the customers in the country and also abroad. So I think that will give a good amount of push to the end customer. They have been supplying the requisite technical capability required for those spooling business. So I think that will really drive the future spooling business and all.
Okay, fine. So, and in your current pipe business, are we seeing, just to understand, are we seeing a lot of undercutting or just to understand how the competition behaves?
Yeah, but competition is there, but not as such. Major
nothing. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divyansh Thakur from Fintrust Capital. Please proceed. Are you there, Mr. Thakur?
Hello, sir. Sir, actually, I was not able to get the answer of, what is our utilization levels in the seamless segment and the welded segment. You can just clarify on that.
Yes, more than around 60% on welded and around 90% for seamless.
Sir, but also just to adding on that part that, we have seen our capacity ramping up for the seamless pipes usually contributes around 60% to the revenue. But even after the ramp up and the utilization with the new capacity, we haven't seen much of that top line growth.
The major of the new capacity has started by end of May 2026. So definitely we will be able to see in the coming quarter to grow.
Okay, sir. So going ahead, do we expect the margins to pick up, sustain, or like how do we see it?
The intent is there to get it increased, but again, it's a mixed bag of contribution coming from welded, seamless, and other products. But again, when you add fitting and spooling, those started contributing, definitely the margins will pick from that.
Okay. Sir, and any guidance on the margin end for this year? Margin side this
year? For coming 2 years to go, we are targeting of around 80%, which will keep on increasing in year, each quarter. You can say a big portion, the intent is that.
Okay, sir. So we remain on track for 18% margin till FY 28. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for answering and all the
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simran Kumari from Narnolia Financial Services. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is related to volume growth. Like, what was the volume growth during this quarter and for FY 27 as well as FY 28? And additionally, could you just share the specific volume and realization figures for both builders?
No. We are not giving as such those breakup, but on the year-on-year quarter, there is a growth of more than 7% on a blended basis. And
Can you just share the volume growth for this quarter?
No, it's more than 7% on a blended basis. And targets we are given for each year is the guidance, the revenue guidance is more than 20% in coming 2 years to go.
Okay. And what will be the capacity utilization trajectory for both welded and seamless for FY 27 and FY 28?
See, the it will definitely be increasing on the side of seamless. It should be we are targeting more than 80-85% for both the years, and on the side of welded, it should be exceeding 60-65%.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you all for joining us today. I hope we have addressed all your questions. We remain committed to keeping the investment community informed with regular updates on any developments in the company. For any further information or queries, please feel free to reach out to our SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Venus Pipes and Nuvama, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thanks.